This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
We're on right now.
All right.
Just like that. Bam. Perfect timing. 100%.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear your voice, you know. It's been a while.
What are you doing? Where are you?
Where am I? I'm laying in the bed right now.
See, I told you. They call me from everywhere. At least you're not at a batting cage, so...
Batting cage? I'd love to be at the batting cage, but I can't because last week I had a surgery.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot about that. You're all laid up, literally in bed, with no choice.
Yeah, but if anybody thinks that I can't throw a party in my bed, then they got another thing coming.
Well, but you could have had Clint sitting there drinking beer, too.
I don't know where he's at. He's,
MIA.
Around listening or sitting at the house listening, drinking beer, whatever, I don't know.
But everything went okay, right?
Yeah, I took my bandages off, I think yesterday, and I'm actually looking at it right now. I have pretty big scars down there, so they cut me at my belly button.
Dude. That would suck. So every time you, like, try to sit or anything, right?
Yeah, like, it hurts to really get up. You know? Well, I mean, you know, get up out of bed, it hurts to do that. You know?
Dang. That's no good. You got a laptop?
I got a laptop and, you know, some medications. So I'm doing pretty good.
Well, it's the meds. See. They've got you on good meds. You're not going to care about really anything.
No, really not. Not that I give a fuck anyway.
So what's going on with Dream Cult while you're all like...
Done.
You're not done.
For now.
For now. For till he heals. God, just happened. Let him heal.
It'll be all right in a couple weeks, and hopefully we can get back into the studio. I've written some good stuff here recently, some heavier stuff yet catchier, and I just can't wait to get it recorded. It's just finding the time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Our lead guitarist works 80 hours a week.
Oh, man.
So,
good
yeah.
Guy.
And it's just really hard. It's frustrating to get things done. There's certain songs that people really want to hear that we don't have recorded yet. And yet they come to the shows and they're singing along with these songs that have yet to be recorded.
Wow. So they already know them.
I'm sorry?
They already know them. You don't have them recorded. They're singing along with you. That's instant.
Yeah, it was the first time we had actually noticed when we opened for Warrant, and there was hundreds of people there, and by the time we got to the third verse of Devil's Elevator, which crazy song, people was pumping their fists along with the drum beat and singing along, and I had never
did you do? Like, how did you... Because, I mean, that's... Right away, you're sitting there going, wow, is this really happening? But you still have to... How did you, like, finish this song, even?
It's just... It's cool, you know? It's just like hitting a game-winning three-point shot to win the basketball game, you know? It's like, we win. It's no big deal. It's what I've chose to do other than work. It's... Well, I mean, it is work, but other than my real job, that's what I've chose to do, and I love doing it. And as far as having stage fright, you know, being wowed, of course I get humbled that people would do that.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's what I'm saying. Because you still have that humble feeling, and obviously that was like, really, you were blown aback from that, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, deep inside, I was thinking, wow, oh my God, I cannot believe this. I can't believe that this many people that have never even heard us think that we're a national act, and they are singing along, and we don't even have this recorded. There's no way they could have known about the song.
Hmm. That's odd. That's almost like some kind of phenomenon.
That night it was. Yeah, that was the best show I've ever done. And I could have quit after that night and been happy.
Huh. Well, it's a good thing you don't have to.
No, I wouldn't quit. You know, it's just something you say sometimes.
Yeah. When you're lying in bed on meds. So what was that whole night like otherwise? Like offstage.
What's happening otherwise?
Well, when you finished being on stage that night, then what?
I walked off stage and Jerry Dixon hands me a water and, for, you know, the bass player of Warrant, and we talked for a little bit, and I'm about to die because it was 103 degrees and my whole night was ruined because I had heat exhaustion.
Oh, man.
And, I sat down and I drank tons and tons of water.
Which is the only thing that does help. At least you weren't drinking. See, if you would have drank beers instead, you would have probably you would have been puking. Most likely.
Yeah. And, you know, that's me. I don't drink beer. I drink mixed drinks, you know, liquor with.
Even those, though. Like,
and that might have contributed to the fact.
Well, no, you're playing on a stage that's really hot. Because if the normal temperature is at 103 on stage with lights, it's kind of right. Double that.
And it did. And, you know, the Warrant guys, they looked at me like, hey, we're used to this. Of course they are. Yeah, they've been doing it for 25 years, and that's great and everything, but I'm not used to this.
You have to heat train.
Yeah. Great guys, by the way. They were awesome. Good to know.
But you didn't get to enjoy them because you weren't feeling good.
Well, it didn't take me long to heal up, Malice. I was in there within 20 minutes. They'd probably played one song, and I was right there.
Cool.
And I went out to the lobby with our shirt and CD salesman, Greg Davidson, great roadie, and met a lot of people that night and watched the show at the same time. So
awesome.
I enjoyed it after that. I was okay. I was just a little dizzy, kind of.
Hmm.
So we just went to the hotel and pretty much it packed up and went home the next day.
Wow. That's it.
Of course we had an after party, but you know.
Oh yeah, you can't tell me anything from that, because heaven forbid.
No.
I hate you guys when you do this. None of you will ever talk about the party, ever.
Well,
some people do, but not very often.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
Well,
I know last time I didn't want anything just because of the job I was on, and I've been forward about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk about anything. I don't give a shit. We throw the party. I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
We're a party band. It's a party when we're on stage, and when we go back to the hotel, it's a party there.
Well, so it was a party.
I'm sorry?
So it was a party.
Of course.
There's people dancing, and beer bottles smashing, and...
It's just people sitting around and talking, and that was pretty much it. I was still busy and everything and didn't really fill up to a lot of things, so...
Hmm.
Of course, I drank a little bit more after I healed up and had a good time.
Well, that counts.
It counts for counts.
And what were you drinking that particular night?
I was drinking Crown Royal, 7-Up.
Mm-hmm. So... It ended up, you pretty much got poured into a cab and went home.
Well, I went to the hotel.
Same thing.
I guess that was my home that night. That was my address that night. I don't know.
What was the hotel like?
Am I being attacked?
No. No, you're safe. I'm not. But you're safe.
The hotel was great, now.
Yeah?
It was great.
So it wasn't all like you weren't scared to take off your shoes or...
No. Warren, they were in the same hotel, so it
okay.
Went on all night.
Nice.
We outlasted those guys. You know, I mean, they're getting up there, and they're not into the...
Drinking lots more.
Anymore. You know, they got to pack up and go to a different city the next day.
True.
I had to pack up the next day and go back home and rest.
It's kind of the same thing. Kind of. You know?
No, because they got to relive the night again the next night. I got to go home and watch baseball.
Well...
That baseball swing all night, you know.
Would you have been able... to go with them?
Well, sure.
Why didn't you?
They wouldn't let me. I asked them. I think I was too young and too pretty for it.
See. Okay.
If Janie was alive, then that would not be true.
No. Oh.
Janie was a pretty boy.
True enough. But see, they should have... You should have been able to go. They should have just took you guys with.
They should have. Because they loved us. They loved our set. And, you know, they usually don't show up and watch the band that goes on before them if it's a local. And in this event, they had no backstage except just a curtain beside the stage.
Huh.
So they kind of were forced to watch us.
Oh, yeah. Well, which isn't a bad thing, though. Because what they ended up seeing was a bunch of people that knew your songs somehow. Because that's like a mass hallucination.
Yeah, it was. Well, now, there was probably about 50 fans that traveled to see that show. But I'm excluding them. They didn't know the songs either. That song that I'm talking about, Devil's Elevator, they didn't know that song.
Huh.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. My phone lit up. I thought we got cut off. However,
heck no.
No one knew that song. I wasn't looking at our normal fans from West Virginia and Kentucky. I was looking out in the crowd, and those strangers were singing along. We've got it on YouTube. It's Google Dream Cult, and you'll find opening with Warrant, and When we play Devil's Elevator, you can just see the reaction of people. And you can see people getting into it, and like their friend is trying to talk to them, and they're trying to brush their friend off. You know, they're probably thinking, man, hold on, man, I'm getting into these guys.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
See, they should have took you with.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, with the good, the bad, and the glam, I don't want to sound too confident or anything, but, you know, we throw a party on the stage, and we would fit right along with Warrant on a world tour. It would be great.
Well, you should do it.
I would love to, Malice.
Well, don't you tell your agent to call their agent.
I'm the agent.
Well, see, now you got to get an agent. Because you need an agent to call their agent.
Well,
or something.
I've messaged Jerry, and he's messaged me back and stuff. But, you know, I mean, they're still able to make a living, you know, off what some people think is nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
People go to the shows for nostalgia. When they go see Warrant and, you know, bands of the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Not the bands that were real. You know, Warrant was real. They were one of the final real hair bands.
And they're still going.
And they're still going, and that's why. Now, you have bands like Nelson. I mean, come on.
Who?
Nelson.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, uh-huh. Nelson Extreme, enough. Well, enough was enough.
Okay.
And that's the thing with my band, with Dream Cult. We bring the fun back. We do have songs that are anger, but, you know, 7 out of 10 of our songs are get the fuck up and let's party. You know, sometimes I'm the cheesiest, the sleaziest, and sometimes even the easiest.
Well, now you've told
that.
The world. So now that's what you've portrayed. You've told them. Now it's known. Forever.
Of course. Yeah, the whole world knows.
Yep. Right now. Every last one of them that's listening. They all know your secret. You just gave it away.
They all know my secret. It's not really a secret. Everybody that knows me. They know how I am. So.
Well, you're going to have to get finished healing. Because you can't really go cut tracks when you're all like that. Right?
Of course. I mean, this happens every day to a lot of people, so it's no big deal. I've got to go back to the doctor next week, and I'm not even allowed to drive right now. It's just like, stay put in bed.
Don't well, that's because of your meds.
No, hold on. I'm sorry. Don't lift anything heavier than a gallon of milk. And I asked my stepfather the other day, I asked him, I said, how much does a gallon of milk weigh? He said, a gallon. It's like we don't know what year it is.
So, when you asked him what a beer weighed, what did he say? I'm just picturing his face as you're asking the question.
This is you, Malice. You get to laughing. And it's contagious. You know that?
Well, come on. A gallon of milk. How much does it weigh, a gallon?
I'm trying to avoid laughing. Oh!
Did you call the wrong person?
Yeah, it hurts for me to laugh.
I'm sorry.
Now you're gonna be
now you go ahead and give me the giggles. Never mind.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Mart.
I'm not listening.
I'm crying, man. Seriously,
well, I'm crying. This interview's hurting. I'm going to need another lure tab before this conversation's over.
I don't know. I'm the one crying. Give me one of those.
You have one crushed.
Oh, Lord. I know, but it's funny, but it's not funny. Oh, man. So,
you know, I love your voice, and I love the way you say, cocaine tongue.
When I say what?
Cocaine tongue.
Cocaine tongue?
Or salt.
How do I say it different?
Your accent. Just like I have an accent from down south.
I have an accent?
You have a northern accent.
No way. Seriously, I don't have an accent. If you watch TV, that's how they sound.
Maybe everybody's accents have changed.
I just sound like the people on TV. That's what I think.
No, you don't.
You look it. You're making me laugh again. Stop it.
Well, I'm the one that hurts when I laugh, so why should I start making you laugh?
Because when I laugh, then you laugh, and then you're hurting more. See?
Good point. You win.
Okay, then.
It's over.
All right. So when do you figure...
No more laughter.
When do you figure you guys are going to go and record these songs?
I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping within the next month or two. I don't know.
Well, it's going to take you 6 weeks, you said, to heal?
No. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. We should be up moving around by next week.
Yeah, well, there's another thing, too. Our guitarist, he needs to replace his solos.
Oh.
Because they were recorded by an older guitar player. Great guitar player. It's just the guy in our band is not on the CD, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you have to change things.
Yeah, and he's the one who works 80 hours a week, so...
That makes it harder.
We're trying to work that out right now.
Well, for starters, he's working way too much.
Yeah, I know, but he makes bank.
Well, yeah, but... I mean... He doesn't have any life because he's sleeping. He's at work and he's sleeping and he's at work and he's sleeping.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's not living.
No.
Like, yes, making money is good. But there's a point where you gotta go, hey, I have some money and now I wanna have a little bit of life. Like, they shouldn't be able to make people work that much, you know?
Yeah, well, they do. That's the way it is. I have to do that from time to time. There's times where I will work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, for 60 to 90 days.
Wow.
If I have a show, then I'll play it. Sleep 2 hours and work the 12-hour shift the next day.
Hmm.
Or take that day off if I have the correct boss.
Well, so what do you do for work?
I'm a union labor. All kinds of stuff. I mean...
Hmm. See, that's a good job to have.
Yes, it is, but that's also why I'm laid up right now, because I worked my freaking ass off this year, and I'm paying for it now.
Yeah, See, well, they should be paying for it, actually.
Well, they are.
Okay, good. As long as they're paying for it, that's all that matters. You know, because if you had to pay for it, that would suck. Right?
Right.
Because you're all like...
it's like I should have listened to my mother. And everybody says that when they get 30, you know. Yeah. I should have went to college. I should have been a thinker instead of a stinker. But it is what it is.
Well, yeah, it's hard work, but... at the end of the day, you know you made that money. You know?
Right. Yeah.
I think that humbles people sometimes. Because I know those people that, you know, have jobs that, you know, where they're just sitting there. And I know a lot of people that have those kind. It's almost like they spend it freely and don't really care. They don't have a care behind that dollar bill. It's just a dollar bill. Whereas people that work harder for it, you know, they're like, damn, I don't know if I want to pay that much. You know?
Right. Yeah, you have to be conservative.
I think so. That's why they have Walmart. So basically you're going to call me when you get better and you guys are in the studio, right?
Yes, and booking better shows this year. That's another thing. We are working on a lot of better shows this year. Shows like the Warrant Show, shows with current national acts.
Awesome. That's a good plan.
And the scene really sucks in Huntington, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anywhere to play, really.
Oh, no.
So people have to drive a good ways to see us. There
wow.
used to be a scene. There used to be three or four great clubs in Huntington, and there still is a lot of great bands. You know, you know Zero King and, you know, Better Day Parade, Stacey Lawson. I mean, I could go on, but I'm not going to. Phenomenal bands, great bands that should be out on the road.
But and you can't.
We live in such a shitty scene.
Yeah. It's like that everywhere. Some kind of shit hit a fan. Somewhere. I don't know where.
Australia.
But, you know, just happened. And now we're all... we're stuck in it.
Stuck in a rut for eternity.
Something like that. Because how else do you explain it?
I guess the way I just did. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can go overseas and do great.
If you can afford it.
If you can afford it. There's so many ifs.
Well, because it comes out of your pocket.
Exactly.
It doesn't come out of anybody else's pocket. It's out of your pocket.
Right. And, you know, there's two roads you can take in the music business. You can be an original band, or you can be a cover band. You can be a cover band and play every single weekend and get and be at that same bar every weekend for the rest of your life and make, you know, an extra $200 a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be an original band like me, not really make that much money at all. You know what it's like.
Yep.
But you do have a chance to get out there and meet people like you. Meet people like Warrant.
True.
It's just... it's different.
It's a lifestyle.
I am more comfortable playing songs that me and Clinton have written it's true. I mean, they're true stories. Cocaine Town is a true story.
Huh. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She was a dirty little whore.
But we can't say who she is because that would just, you know, that's like...
I don't know her. It happened in like 2000. The year 2000.
I don't remember.
We have to say it's the year 2000 because that's what the government makes us say.
Yeah, but it's not really.
No, it would have been, what, 2.2 billion of a year?
2.48 billion.
Okay, so the year 2000 was 2.48 billion years
ago.
Okay, but yeah, but that guy could have got eaten by the dinosaur, and we wouldn't know.
Exactly. And just because he does, doesn't mean those years don't count. So.
It's not fair to that guy that got ate by the dinosaur.
Well, I kind of feel sorry for him, but it was inevitable.
Inevitable.
It's not his fault. He just happened to be standing by the dinosaur that ate him.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Totally. It's not his fault. He'll get over it.
Yeah.
Well, Mort, I gotta let you go.
Oh.
I know. That half hour. Bam.
Oh,
gone.
Okay. I've heard that before.
We did it again.
Malice, it's always a pleasure.
Take care of yourself, okay? Get better.
Same. I'll keep you informed.
All right.
Take care.
All right, bye. Poor Mort. All having to do an interview on meds. Legend, fearless. Good thing I didn't ask him anything hard, right?